program as part of Horizontal Radio. Throughout Europe and other places that consider themselves European, radio stations have been linked together in a vast network. All day, artists, musicians and poets have gathered for this virtual radiophonic gathering. For the next 15 minutes, Radio 4's short story will be directly linked to radio stations in Naples, Helsinki, Berlin, Moscow, Madrid and Belgrade. Poets there have been asked to muse over the theme, I'm European? No. We present the first ever live short story, Circle of Stars.
Before we begin, the BBC would like to announce the following health warning. For those of you expecting a short story in English, you'll be bitterly disappointed. The languages that you're about to hear will not be translated. We thought it was time you got used to them. Let the voices drift past the ear like the musical noises of a warm spring evening. John Hegley is in our London studio. It's time to twist the radio dial.
Um eine Aufnahme.
Brunner. Sale starts this week.
Euro Star Trek. Imagining the tunnel when we're out of Waterloo, I conjure up the tunnel walls and half the journey through, the graffiti changes language. The darkness comes suddenly. We press against the window, trying to see what it all looks like, but there is nothing much to see. And it is such an impressive nothing much to see. People have been thinking about this linking for centuries. It is a burrowing for fellowship. It is a tentacle of fantastic achievement. Suddenly, it is daylight again. It wasn't the Channel Tunnel, after all.
Пора надежд и грусти нежной месье прогнали со двора. И вот мой Онегин на свободе, острижен по последней моде, как Дэнди, лондонский одет, и, наконец, увидел свет. Он по-французски совершенно мог изъясняться и писал. Легко мазурку танцевал и кланялся непринужденно. Чего ж вам больше?
Attesa, a te, non è che io non prenda la misura, piuttosto è quella coltre scura che da un lato appanna e dall'altro usura. Piuttosto son da te quelle lame scure che dalla fronte a te ti vengono.
John, do you think you can rope Ian into being a European?
What on earth does Europeanness entail, though, Tony, on the phony?
Quite a large area. The United Kingdom, Scandinavia, Bavaria.
I don't mean literally what on earth.
Excuse my mirth.
No, I mean, what's the significance of a European name tag and the stars on the European flag? What do they stand for? And what are they in a band for? A circle's a pretty unlikely constellation, you must admit.
But it's not a depiction of reality. It's a symbol, isn't it?
Of what, though, To?
Of a certain commonness of each, all within equal reach of the centre.
But the countries aren't equal. Some are rich, and some are in a bit of a financial ditch.
But they're equal in their Europeanness.
No, no, no. Some are less. Like when an English football team's in Europe, you don't get the idea that Europe's here. It's over there, yeah?
The concept of the continent does work to the detriment of being a European, but I think you'd find Ian disagreeing that the concept's had its day.
Okay, but here's a twist. If someone said, how would you describe yourself, I bet European would go pretty low down on your list. What are you firstly?
A man.
Secondly?
Tall.
Thirdly?
An ornithologist.
Fourth?
English.
Fifth?
European.
Fifth?
Well, maybe sixth. But it's not about me anyway, it's about Ian.
What else is it about though? Being a European, I'm Ian.
Oh, a tendency to the global, away from the xenophobal, a movement from jingoism to the bingo of a wider humanity. It's a commonness which enables and enhances the differences.
Yeah, but where's the jokes, Tony? This European walks into a pub just doesn't work, does it? Because there isn't a European identity.
Ian doesn't understand jokes, John. He's a dog.